Welcome to The Week That Was, a look back at the past 7 days on site. I'm David Adams, the editor of Site Magazine. And on site this week, our coverage included how Christians have been taking part in the Global Climate Action Summit in San Francisco, how Indonesian Pentecostal churches are determined to keep spreading the gospel despite the dangers, and an interview with Will Graham, the grandson of the late Billy Graham, about the new film Unbroken: Path to Redemption. But first, an interview with Sam Childers, the machine gun preacher, currently on a speaking tour of Australia. Childers is best known for his role in rescuing child soldiers in East Africa from terror groups like the Lord's Resistance Army. He spoke to me about the radical transformation that's taken place in his own life and how he wants to share that message of hope with others. Once an armed guard known as a shotgunner with the job of protecting drug dealers, Childers talks about how, after finding his way back to God, the direction of his life changed forever when he came across the dead body of a child while on a mission trip in what's now South Sudan. He also talks about the work of the organisation he founded, Angels of East Africa, and about that 2011 film about his life, which starred Gerard Butler. In the US this week, meanwhile, Christians are among the thousands of people who have travelled to San Francisco to take part in the Global Climate Action Summit. We ran a story about how they've joined with members of other faiths in calling for greater action on climate change, noting that caring for our environment is something all major faiths have in common. Christian leaders spoke of how congregations in the US are putting a focus on environmental issues, both through taking action in reducing carbon footprints, but also through advocating for policy changes. Over to Indonesia, and we ran a story about how members of the Pentecostal churches there are determined to keep preaching Christ despite the cost. We heard from the Secretary General of the main Pentecostal denomination saying that some 20 church members are killed there each year for their faith. We also ran an interview this week with Will Graham, the grandson of world-renowned evangelist Billy Graham, who's playing his grandfather in the sequel to the 2014 film Unbroken. The first film, which was directed by Angelina Jolie, told the story of US runner Louis Zamperini and how he survived a Japanese prisoner of war camp during World War II, while the sequel, Unbroken: Path to Redemption, tells of what happened after the war, after Zamperini gave his life to Christ at a Billy Graham tent rally in 1949. Will Graham talks about what it's like to portray his famous grandfather in the film and the final moments they'd spent together before his death. The film is released in the US this week. In other news this week, Baptist World Aid Australia released the Global Neighbour Index, which compares how Australia is going in achieving the Sustainable Development Goals compared with other Western nations. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says corruption around the world continues to cause a disproportionate level of suffering among the poor and vulnerable. African countries have been urged to toughen laws on female genital mutilation. There's been news that Turkish authorities have replaced the prosecutor who'd prepared a controversial indictment against US pastor Andrew Brunson. And world hunger has risen for the third year in a row, according to a new UN report. Australia, meanwhile, marked Are You OK Day this week, a national day to highlight the issues of mental health and suicide prevention. And we ran an essay on what to do if someone you know answers no to that question. We also had a piece from US Baptist pastor Bob Roberts calling for Christians, and particularly evangelical Christians, to stand up for the persecuted Uyghur Muslims in China. In our sightseeing column this week, there's a piece on how to show Christian hospitality, while our This Life column looks at the need for more compassion in today's world. In reviews, we looked at British journalist, broadcaster and eco-lifestyle expert Lucy Siegel's new book on how you can help tackle the world's plastic pollution crisis in the oceans. Of course, you can read these stories and many more on the website. Don't forget to leave your comments, and while you're there, why not take part in our reader survey? Remember, you can keep up to date with all that's happening on site, including the site events that we run, by subscribing to the site daily or site weekly emails. And you can also follow us on a range of social media, including Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. And don't forget that if you can help out, please consider giving a small amount, just $1 a month, to help us continue our work on site. Click under the subscribers on the site's menu bar for details. I'm David Adams, editor of Site Magazine, and that was The Week That Was.